uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves, live with you here tonight for another late night moonbat edition of the broadcast. Monday, November the 14th into Tuesday, November the 15th, 2011. And we're so glad you could be with us here tonight. Those of you who are listening live, if you're listening on an archive or a YouTube video later on, thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast as well, wherever you may be listening at, whatever time zone and day this is. My website where this broadcast originates from is www.theglobalreality.com. That's www.theglobalreality.com. That's where you'll find everything pertaining to my work up there, the radio shows, past, present, and don't have any future ones up there yet, but we do have future things that are coming in the forms of The Secret Right Volume 2, long way to follow up to my 2009 film, The Secret Right Volume 1. Which has spawned a lot more people looking into the Council for National Policy, which is a great thing because it's one of the few things in the whole realm and scope of the research thing that we really don't know a whole lot about. But what I'm finding more and more, and what I've really come to the conclusion from the course of making this film is that we have to re-examine and re-question everything we think we know, because the sources that have been providing this information for a lot of years have been agents of that very said power system. So we have to start to re-examine, but I'm excited about that. You know, it's okay with me if we have to go back and relearn everything we think we know again, you know, but I'd rather have to do that than to be stuck in another paradigm again, you know, going along following false leaders again, which is exactly what the entire conspiracy, truth, patriot genre was always designed to do. And man, oh man, oh man. Cannot wait for this thing to be completed so you guys can see it. And because it's conclusive as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's I don't have any more. People always ask me, you know, oh, you're going to make another one, you know, is it going to be a third one? Is it going to be a 2.5? And I'll say, I hope not, because I want to move on to other topics, but I say this, when I made the first one, I still had a lot of questions, and with the CMP, with the secretive nature of the group, and this movie goes beyond just the CMP, but what's funny is that all the people that we, even though we go beyond the CMP, virtually all the people that we talk about in this film have connections back to the group. But, this whole thing is tied to the seriously deep, dark levels of Pentagon psychological operation, psychological warfare, ladies and gentlemen. I am not kidding you. This whole Patriot movement, troop movement thing, it goes to the heart. It is connected to the highest levels of Pentagon-funded and Pentagon-created psyops. And you're going to see that in this film. Unfucking believable. I mean, I wasn't convinced. I still had a lot of questions. I wasn't convinced of a lot of things. I knew there was, we were onto something. I knew definitely there was something to it, if, you know, because of the knee-jerk reaction that a lot of people would have and still have whenever you bring up the group or this information. And now I know why they've had that knee-jerk reaction. This has been the deep, dark secret they never thought anybody would, and hope nobody would ever uncover or bring out. And now this is being brought out. The thing about it is, all the information that I'm bringing out is all out there. I'm not bringing anything from secret documents or, I mean, this is all stuff derived from doing internet research. But the fact of the matter is, this research and this information has been suppressed and been covered up by these figureheads of the alternative research community who have been there to tell you what the talking points should be. They provide talking points to the alternative media in the same way they provide to the mainstream media. Only difference is it's, you know, bankers and Bilderbergers and all this stuff. Jews, what have you. But they do the same thing. They provide the talking points, and so you don't go and find these deeper elements. I mean, it blows my mind. These people are connected to the highest levels of all kinds of warfare. I just, you know, I never dreamed that I would uncover the things that I have. It's mind blowing, absolutely mind blowing. So I've got almost the entire second hour done. And I know I've got at least enough material for at least another 30 minutes, maybe an hour. I don't know. I'm not going to put any restraints on it. I'm going to go till it's done. And that'll be it. That'll be the movie that gets put out. I am going to go back and recut some stuff in the first hour we put out. So the first hour you saw online, that won't be the same thing that you're going to get on the DVD and a Blu-ray. That's just, you know, it's been awaited on so long, people want to see something. So, you know, I tried to provide people with something so at least they can see what's going on, what it looks like, and what's happening with it, and where I'm going with it. But again, keep in mind, the first hour is just a warm-up, man. Really is just a warm-up. And it goes by really quickly. I mean, there's a lot of information in there for just 1 hour. But I'm just extremely proud of this work. I think it's worthy of your time to watch it, no matter how long it is. But I'm gonna be trying real hard to get this sucker done. Yeah, very soon. I'm hoping that I'll be able to finish up where I'm at tonight, and then maybe get to work on start working on what the next stuff of it's going to be. I don't know. We're a lot closer though. I'll tell you that. But we had our fundraiser on Friday, 11-11-11. We only raised $240, but hey, two people are getting signed DVDs. Nobody else will be getting those. So congratulations to our two donators who came in at the $100 level. We haven't got much in over the past couple of weeks on our shipping banner either. And we have stream bill and stuff like that due up on Thursday. So we only have 170 in our shipping banner here for the month already. And we're in the middle of the month. So please help us out. LegalMorality.com. We don't have advertising sponsors, any of that stuff yet. Although I'm open to have some, if we got some good people out there that want to, you know, promote what they do on the network and promote their business or whatever have you as something that's anti-NWO. And, you know, there are some people that have expressed interest in saying, hey, you know, I'd like to have my company's logo up there on a banner and maybe, you know, pay so much a month for that. So you could mention on air that, you know, they could use our company that's like a, you know, I don't know, for example, a PayPal alternative or something that's NWO friendly and anti Jew gold bankers, you know. Could you just mention that and put our thing up there? So, you know, people have said they might be interested in doing that, which I'm totally cool for, you know. I think that's kind of a good thing to do there, especially if somebody has a business and they need an outlet to be able to get what they're doing out to more people and, you know, be able to reach. I know a lot of people in our audience would be very happy with a PayPal alternative. A lot of people have asked me if we could get a PayPal alternative. I mean, hell, maybe we can get something going with this listener. You know who you are out there, John, Melvin's fan. And I'll get that other music you wanted me to get it for you at some point. But you know, a lot of people have expressed, you know, the interest to me of wanting a PayPal alternative. Maybe that's something we could get going here with a Global Reality, you know, give people a PayPal alternative and maybe get some get more donations in here. Maybe we get some business going for our listener, John, there. I know we'll see, but stuff like that, you know, if anybody wants to do something like that, just shoot me an email globalrealityshow@gmail.com. But anyway, we don't have sponsors and we don't have radio commercials or any of that junk. And right now I'm doing less shows and I'm doing as many shows as I usually do, which is why we need your support again more than ever. But when I'm done with this film, man, you're really going to see why I did it, because it's going to be a fantastic film. It's just the amount of info there is, though. I'm hoping that after this film comes out, that there'll be more people that'll pick up the slack. I haven't talked to Lee Rogers in a while over there at Oracle. I know he was working on a film on this stuff. I don't know if he has come out with that, or I haven't kept up with Lee in a while. I've been too busy working on my stuff. I still think Lee's great, but I don't have a problem with Lee Rogers. I've probably expressed some things about Oracle here that hasn't been too nice on this show, but as far as Lee Rogers goes, I have no problem with that guy at all. I don't think he has a problem with me either, last I checked, but who knows. But either way, I don't know. He was supposed to be making a film on this stuff. Hopefully he still is. Maybe he's going to come out with that after I'm done with mine. But, that combined with if he comes out with one of the other people, I mean, it'd just be super to get some more people making films on the stuff that I'm not going to be able to fit in there, or Lee wouldn't be able to fit in there, or something else, because there's just so many things. That's why when the film's out, I encourage it that you all watch it multiple times. And, maybe the second time through, get a pen and a paper. Maybe not do it the first time. Go ahead and watch it all the way through, because there's going to be so much information coming at you so fast. You're going to want to pause it and write stuff down and kind of go all in and go research names and look up names and stuff like that. But every name and every person and every little operation and thing that I mentioned in here, folks, you can literally go for days researching one of those topics off of this film. And that's what I'm hoping that people do. I'm hoping that people look at this as a research film and they'll take the things out, because there's no way, folks, there's no way. I mean, if you had a million DVDs, there's just still no way you could fit everything in here. But I tell you what, man, I'm really proud of myself. I think that I've jam-packed more information in this film so far than I've ever packed at any of all my other films combined, like already, literally. I mean, I continue to find just new stuff falls in my lap. I mean, like when I'm not even trying to put new stuff in the film. I mean, like, I told you guys about this the other day on the show, but this happened like, I don't know, 7 or 8, 10 times now. I go look for somebody's picture, and when I go find the page the picture's on, there's a fucking, web post with a goddamn 18 more rabbit trails and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, look at this. It's connection after connection, and this guy over here is connected to this guy. It's fucking crazy. You ever seen the rant by Joe Pesci and Oliver Stone JFK when he's doing David Ferry? When he's doing the whole, man, this is too fucking big for you, that? It's a riddle, Matt, wrapped inside an enigma. The fucking shooters don't even know. You ever been a contract agent for the Central Intelligence Agency, Dave? You make it sound like some fucking far remote expanse in ancient history. he's like going off. That's how I feel about this stuff, man. And literally, it's like, every fucking which way there are connections with more people back. You go, oh my God. This guy's connected to that guy, and it's out of fucking control, dude, It's too fucking big for you, that? love that shit, man. And if you ever see a picture of it, actually there's a picture of David Ferry in See Right Volume 2, Hour 1 that's up there right now. And look at the picture of the guy. He looks just like fucking Joe Pesci, dude. I mean, goddamn identical. Like, that's some hella good casting in that movie. And Tommy Lee Jones looked a lot like that Peter Puffer. What was his name? Clay Shaw. That dude was a puffer. But that's the whole thing the whole deep dark secret is all these guys really are. A lot of people talk about the whatever that guy's name is, the fecal freak guy that says that everything's a fecal freak world order conspiracy. I don't know if I'd take it to the extreme that he does, but we'll say this: there is something to that. Definitely all those guys. I mean, definitely all the guys in the upper echelons of power for years and years and years have all been fucking, they've all putted from the rough. Why are they allowing all these sex scandals to break out now? I think they're doing it because once they can get people to, come out with it and admit that it happened, then you're going to have a lot of people that have been in the closet and had this stuff repressed come out and be gay, and then of course you're going to increase the homosexual population. Well, see, this is another one of those issues where you can't. It's not even polite to say what I just said or talk about it, because then it implies that because I said that it seems to me that they're allowing these scandals and stuff to come out now so that they can basically get these people out of the closet and increase the population of homosexuals in the world. Somehow that implies, because I said that, you know, oh, well, you don't like homosexuals. But that's the kind of PC bullshit world that they've engineered for us now, where automatically, if you say something is a fact, automatically that has to mean that you're against whatever it is you're talking about. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it. I mean, what? It's really odd, but no, I mean, it does appear to be the case. And there's no question, man, these guys, I don't know. It gets weirder and weirder. I don't, you know, I say in this film, because I really try to address the questions that I've had concerning, that's really what this film is about, is really addressing the biggest questions. Like, okay, I started bringing the CMP out to on the table and talking about it regularly on shows all the time. Then thankfully other people, Lee Rogers and other people, picked up on that and started doing that, talking about it as well, and got the momentum going on that. But, you know, during that time, what that caused was this thing where people all of a sudden assumed that I was the big expert on the whole CMP thing. And I was trying to tell people, look, I can't answer that question. You know, people would ask me something. Well, what about this? What about that? Well, I don't know. You know, I'm just learning about this myself. I'm putting it out there saying, hey, does anybody else know anything about this? And if you do, can you come forward? And really nobody else has ever come forward and said, yeah, I know about this, and this. It's never really happened. So there's been a massive moratorium on this type of information, which is immediately what made me interested in the first place. But now in the film, I try to address, you know, those questions. Why should I be concerned with the group? Why should I be worried about people that are involved, people in the group? I think I do a great job explaining that question. And also, I'm going to try and address the question of people always ask about Ron Paul and Alex Jones. You know, because there's no absolute proof connecting Alex Jones or Ron Paul to the Council for National Policy. Let's just say that. We don't have any membership lists with their names or anything like that. Again, their membership lists are almost impossible to get unless you're talking about something that's 10, 20 years old. 12, 15, 20 years old. But, that, you know, people always ask me about stuff about that. And a lot of stuff people say about Alex Jones and Ron Paul is absolutely not true. And a lot of stuff people say about them absolutely is true. But then that stuff doesn't seem to get picked up. It's always, you know, the kooky, weird, wild stuff. So yeah, I'm going to try to address the questions about that and give you the best information that I possibly can based on my research on those two individuals. Yeah, I wouldn't say, yeah, because Jones always says on his show that he's being accused of being a member of that. And that certainly isn't coming from me or my camp or anybody, any of my listeners. You know, I was the first to raise the question about the piece of footage, which, of course, he's lied about and changed his story about. And he's got his alleged proof is not even linked from his own YouTube channel. It's linked from some other guy's YouTube channel. He changed it, of course, after that radio show he did, conveniently. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing about it is that whether or not he's, you know, he filmed that footage or whether he didn't, or whether or not he's, you know, a member who is really insignificant to the fact that he absolutely is a major player in secretive right-wing politics and operations designed by the same leftist controllers they claim to be against. That's fact. So he can sit there on his show all day long and deflect, and sit there and say, oh, they say it's Catholic haters, and they say I'm a Catholic. No, and he notice he never says the word Jesuit ever, not even once. Because he doesn't want you to go look that up and find the rabbit trails that I'm finding. So he always deflects that and says Catholic conspiracy or Vatican this. When again, those are the, you know, sort of the external hierarchy. All that stuff's not going to wash. He's going to need some new damage control. Definitely going to need some newer damage control and some stuff Because there's just no way. There's absolutely no way that this entire conspiracy culture for 40 plus something years, folks, maybe even longer than that, has been completely engineered by the powers that be. I'll go ahead and even let a little something out of the bag here, a little tidbit for you. I think this is just my personal opinion based on my research. But if you were to ask me what I think, what would I say? What wild guess or best, you know, hypothesis, what would you say? You know, what would you say Alex Jones is? And I would say that he is most certainly a soldier or a weapon, however you want to look at it, for an ongoing massive psychological operation targeting specifically the general public of the United States of America. That's what you need to know. Because, you know, whether or not that's the whole thing, is the importance of the CMP is the fact that they're so secretive. We can't, you know, people can sit up there all day long and go on any kind of radio show or TV show they want. So I'm not a member. But again, there's no way to prove it. But that's how they're trying to deflect away any bringing up of the topic at all. And they bring out their staged answers and everything else. I mean, come on. Alex Jones's only fucking retort for the CMP is being bringing on two CMP-connected old hags, Charlotte Iserby and fucking Phyllis Schlafly. Jesus Christ. But he didn't mention that Iserby actually ghost wrote a whole bunch of books for Schlafly that Schlafly put out and printed with her name on them, saying that she wrote them. And they actually had to go back and give Iserby credit because she ghost wrote them for Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis Schlafly didn't write him at all. And besides that, Charlotte Isbury's grandfather and father were both Skull and Bones members. Which ties them directly to the CIA. I mean, my goodness gracious. And oh yeah, this is an intelligence op. No question. Man, oh man. Rabbit hole after rabbit hole. Yeah, it's unbelievable, folks. But hopefully the sheeple out there and the Kool-Aid drinkers are going to watch this movie and wake up from this, because that's what needs to happen. So we're going to have to get this movie spread to the four winds. And again, we only got 240 on our fundraiser the other day, so we're going to need some more help. So, again, DeagleRadio.com, please chip in and help us out. We hadn't got any much in the past couple of weeks, and we need some support this week. We had to pay some bills for the stream and stuff on Thursday, so please go to the website and help us out if you can. Let me see if we have any emails here tonight. We're going to get into some news and get into the Emerald Tablets of Thoth for you here as well. Let's see. Says, hey, brother, how you doing? My kid hasn't shit for a week, so that's my life as of now. I took my kids to see Cars 2 tonight, and holy fucking fuck. The basis of the film is that Big Oil, using EMP guns and lots of explosions, sabotages a new biofuel, so the value of oil would skyrocket. And, oh, it's a huge inside job. I've never seen such blatant flaunting like this. Wow. You're a busy man, but you got to watch Cars 2, dude. It's pretty entertaining as well, but pretty fucky. That's ridiculous. So the plot of the movie Cars 2 is Big Oil using electromagnetic pulse bombs on biofuel, so oil skyrockets, so they can, you know, make cash. Wow. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's everywhere. They're just rubbing our fucking noses in it like shit. And again, you know, the smart dog lifts his head up and says, and bites back, and the stupid sheepdog puts his head down and says, oh, I love the smell of my own shit. Yeah, give me more of that. Yeah, it really boils down to that. Which one are you going to be? Not really a lot of emails. I have more than that. But thanks, everybody, for all your kind comments on the C-Rat Volume 1, Hour 1. Great bunch of views, and we've had that for, about a week now. We're up to almost 1,200 views. That's pretty amazing. Thank you so much to everybody out there. I'm foaming at the mouth. I got to cover this one. Here we go again, folks. They're rolling out this missing planet in our solar system story again. Maybe on the heels of the appearance of Vulcan, or who knows, maybe Nibiru. I don't know, but check this out here from the Daily Mail. I'll put the link to this in the chat room for you guys as well. Jumping Jupiter, scientists find evidence of a mystery fifth giant planet that was ejected from the solar system. So it does make it interesting that they would be rolling this out yet again. The consensus among astronomers is that the solar system has always had four giant planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus, but now it's claimed that it's much more likely to have been home to a mystery fifth giant planet that got knocked out. Computer simulations by David Nesvorny at the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas, show that it is statistically extremely unlikely that the solar system began with four giants. By his calculations, it only had a 2.5% chance of reaching its current population and orbital layout with four giants, but was 10 times more likely to have developed to its present state if there was a fifth monster body in the mix. To reach his conclusions, Nesvorny ran 6,000 simulations of the solar system's birth and early development. He said the possibility that the solar system had more than four giant planets initially and ejected some. See, some, not just one. That's the whole thing that you see this whole Nibiru red herring thing. They always say there was one other. No, there was more than one, but they never want to tell you that. In fact, I think the Sumerian depictions have two additional planets that they show in our solar system. All the other ones in the right location around the sun. How'd they do that without telescopes? Shut up. Don't ask that question. Be a Christian. Be for Jesus. It's believed that Jupiter at one stage was gravitating dangerously towards the center of the solar system where Earth and Mars lie, but then suddenly jumped to an orbit farther out, knocking our mystery guest out into deep space. The solar system began to take shape 4.5 billion years ago when a huge cloud of dust and gas collapsed to form the sun out of Inky's penis. Oh, it doesn't really say that. I just kind of threw that in there. The planets arrived at about 10 million years later, but had unstable orbits for a long time. The sun is about halfway through its life. It will run out of hydrogen fuel and expand into a helium-burning red giant, killing the Earth in the process in about 5 billion years. See what else we have here. Get ready for a new human species. Boy, that's always an article title you want to read first thing in the morning, having a donut, having a coffee. Scratch your balls, scratch your cooter. Outside, yeah, let's get the news here. What do we got? Oh, get ready for a new human species. We're going to twinkle with DNA, see what we come up with here. Oh, that's great news, honey. Look, yeah. The ability to engineer life is going to spark a revolution that will dwarf the industrial and digital revolution, says Juan Enriquez, a writer, investor, and managing director of Excel Venture Management, thanks to new genomics technologies. Scientists have not only been able to read organisms' genomes faster than ever before, they can also write increasingly complex changes into those genomes, creating organisms with new capabilities. Enriquez, who spoke at Technology Review's MTech conference on Tuesday, says our newfound ability to write the code of life will profoundly change the world as we know it. Because we can engineer our environment and ourselves, humanity is moving beyond the constraints of Darwinian evolution. The result, he says, may be an entirely new species. Enriquez is the author of the global bestseller, As the Future Catches You, How Genomics and Other Forces Are Changing Your Life, Work, Health, and Wealth. His most recent publication is an ebook. Yeah, I'll drop this in the chat room. It's too long for me to read. But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, yeah. This is exactly what Brzezinski talked about. And Brzezinski, you know, another Georgetown Jesuit clown there. All the high-level operatives come out of there. And this is exactly what he was talking about in his book, Between Two Ages, The Rise of the Technotronic Era, The Haves and the Have-Nots, and you know, literally talking about, you know, if you played the game and played the system the way they want you to play it, and, you know, through acquired wealth, you'd be able to pay for technological upgrades that would extend your life, enhance your health, all the above. And if, you know, it's a technological Darwin, it's not Darwinism, it's a technological feudalism. Is what it is. It's technological feudalism. It's the haves and the have-nots. We're going to split our society very soon. And I don't mean just in the United States of America where I live. I mean everywhere. But our society soon, and it is kind of that way already, just not as in your face, it's going to be split into the people that have the money to augment their humanity and to augment their bodies with machines and that, and the people who don't. And yeah, you bet your butt there's going to be fights and deaths for supremacy. Absolutely. Let's see what else we have here tonight. Oh, yeah, here's another transhumanist-related one here as well from the Daily Mail. Mass bot set to change the face of how humans interact with machines. A robot face so realistic that it can even flutter its eyelids has been hailed by its inventors as the next step in human-robot relations. Maskbot, developed by engineers at the Technical University of Munich. It looks like that thing they wore in Scanner Darkly, the scramble suit. What it reminds me of. Maskbot, developed by engineers at the Technical University of Munich and in Japan, can also move its head a little, raise its eyebrows, and talk, bringing the sort of robot seen on the blockbuster iRobot a step closer. The realism is achieved by a projector positioned in the mask, accurately beaming a human face into the back of the mask, producing features that can even be seen from the side. I mean, it's just every day the news is just chock full of these. You know, again, why were they wasting time telling people about this stuff? If it's not important, if it's not going to be used everywhere. I mean, I really do think we're heading towards the, you know, sort of like the surrogates thing, you know, everybody living in a virtual realm, like the Matrix, everybody jacked in, you know, into a feeding tube, and your body's just in this thing and you're existing in this, you know, it just every day it looks more and more like that, doesn't it? Hey, have you guys ever seen this hockey player? I noticed this guy yesterday, and I was asking around if anybody ever knew anything about this guy. Saw this video and had this hockey player in it. His name's Zdeno Chara. He's number 33 for the Boston Bruins. You guys ever seen this guy? This guy is a fucking Anunnaki Nephilim or something. Christ, man. They say this guy's like the biggest dude to ever play hockey. He's like, I don't know, he's like fucking 7'2 or something, or 6'9 or something. He's just huge. I saw him sitting next to a lady who was about 5'7 and his elbows were above her head. But man, oh man, I mean, he's from like, I don't know, he's Slovakia. When I saw this guy, I just happened to see this guy on TV and I was like, what the fuck? That guy is Zdeno Chara. Man, this guy is a fucking Anunnaki Nephilim supreme. Unbelievable. You see them, man. They're out there. Probably got some of that good weaponized Nephilim blood the Pentagon got when they went into Iraq to get Saddam. Those of you who saw the C-Right Volume 1 preview, I'm sorry, the C-Right Volume 2 Hour 1 preview, and saw the video in there that we had from Georgetown, the Jesuit-produced film of the Black Pope, in that little segment there in the film, they talk about the ecumenical council. And it seems that they're having one of these similar ecumenical type of councils going on in Washington, D.C. right now. It was going on over the weekend. And what's interesting is one of the things I've learned in the process of making this film is that you always have Jesuit agents in the planning stages of all the big operations, from coup d'etats, assassinations, false flags, whatever have you. And then you have military people that are generally Knights of Malta. That's how this compartmentalization works. That are actually in charge of, you know, ordering the troops and everything else and making the orders that make those things play out. But I have to say, with it, with this kind of confab going on, it kind of does make it hard to deny, ladies and gentlemen, that some sort of big operation, I can't speculate on what it is. Tomorrow's the 15th. Wasn't tomorrow the day that that one Knights of Malta guy said that they were going to assassinate Obama on the 15th? And some Knights of Malta guy said that. Remember that? Covered that a few months ago. And I said, if it does happen, the first motherfucker they need to go find is this guy. You know, but I mean, if it doesn't happen, does he get strung up? Does his credibility go out the window? I mean, he shouldn't have any credibility anyway, being, openly being a Knight of Malta. Oh, Josh, but what about Porch Maltas? Yeah, Porch Maltas, my cock. No such thing. You got to think if something like this is going on, there's definitely a big op of some kind being planned right now. Members of Jesuit institutions nationwide will gather for a weekend of learning, prayer, networking, and legislative advocacy at the Ignatian Family Teach-In for Justice 2011 this weekend. The program is held every November to commemorate six Jesuit priests who were murdered in El Salvador for their work advocating on behalf of the poor. This will be the second year the conference heads to the hilltop after being held 12 years in the U.S. Army School for the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia. We want to take advantage of the location of Georgetown. Being in D.C. allows our participants to engage in direct advocacy with Congress and other policymakers. Well, there you go. Executive Director of the Ignatian Solidarity Network said, wow, the Ignatian Solidarity Network, the ISN, we might as well call it the Illuminati Solidarity Network. Jesus fucking Christ. The Ignatian Solidarity Network. Wow. I mean, that just sounds like the Illuminati straight up. Ah, man, that's filthy. Mystery radiation detected across Europe. This can't be good. I mean, what do we think this is? Is it the mothership? Is it an active eugenics program being executed by the European Union? Or could it be a giant goddamn nuclear power plant that went meltdown in Japan? I mean, murder, you know? We don't know why there's radiation clouds all over Europe. How many other ones have there been that they've covered up this year alone? Nuclear power plants, stuff like that happening. My God, all over the place. We don't know why there's nuclear clouds hanging over Europe. I mean, never mind. We let these reactors go meltdown and haven't done anything to contain it. The hunt is on for the source of low-level radiation detected in the atmosphere across Europe. Over the past several days, nuclear officials said today that trace amounts of iodine-131, a type of radiation created during the operation of nuclear reactors or in the detonation of a nuclear weapon, were detected by the Czech Republic State Office for Nuclear Safety. Maybe they're shooting down UFOs up there with nuclear weapons. I don't know. Maybe the space war is already on. They hadn't told us about it. Starting 2 weeks ago, after the group reported its findings to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the agency released a statement today revealing similar detections had been made in other locations across Europe. The IAEA said the current levels of iodine-131 are not high enough to warrant a public health risk, but the agency still does not know the origin of the apparent leak, and an official with the agency would not say exactly where it's been detected outside the Czech Republic. The IAEA said it does not believe that the radiation was left over from the nuclear disaster at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi plant. Yeah, well, they don't believe it is. Because if they believe that it is, well, then that sets up a whole raft of blame. And, you know, the ultimate goal is for there never to be anybody to blame. Plausible deniability for everyone. That's what they generally want. People see through that now, though, you know. This is an interesting article here. You know, I think this is being done by space-based weapons, either that or it's underground bases. But, you know, for years, the crop circles and stuff like that, for years, I know, they've been doing that for fucking 20 or 30 years with these plasma beams from space-based weapons in space. That's what a lot of those are done with, those intricate patterns. They don't know how it's done. That's how they've been doing that for years. They're teasing us and splashing it in your face that you think that space hasn't been weaponized or is in the process of being weaponized, when in fact it's been weaponized for 30, 40 years. Why is China building these gigantic structures in the middle of the desert? This is crazy. New photos have appeared in Google Maps showing unidentified titanic structures in the middle of the Chinese desert. The first one is an intricate network of what appears to be huge metallic stripes. Is this a military experiment? Update number two, readers are finding even more weird stuff. They seem to be wide lines drawn with some white material. Or maybe the dust has been dug by machinery. It's located in Denghuang, Jingkuang, Gansu, north of the Shul River, which crosses the Tibetan Plateau into the west into the Kumtak Desert. It covers an area approximately 1 mile by more than 3,000 feet wide. The tracks are perfectly executed, and they seem to be designed to be seen from orbit. Maybe they're building a fucking alien landing pad. One of them does look like a microprocessor from space. It's strange, and they're arranging planes in the middle of these things. It's weird. Perhaps it's some kind of targeting or calibrating grid for Chinese spy satellites, or maybe it's QR code for aliens. Nobody really knows. The second structure seems to be some kind of giant targeting grid, also north of the Shul River. If you zoom in, you can see vehicles destroyed. It's west of what seems to be a big electrical station or a radio station similar to HARP, the High Frequency Active Rural Research. Well, that's what it is, and they're using either calibrating space-based weapons or calibrating and targeting electromagnetic weapon systems of some kind. Absolutely, that's what they're doing. They've got to see the effects on cars, on planes, and everything else. They may be out there testing EMP bombs in a closed environment or a EMP pulse directed from an antenna array like HARP or something similar to it. Target that into a closed area so you can see what kind of effects you're going to get. Yeah, absolutely. Could be space-based weapons where they're testing that from space. Again, they've got to see what it's going to do, and they've got to test these things in a real-world environment, but it's very difficult to do that when what you're talking about testing is illegal under, you know, all kinds, the Geneva Convention and other just all kinds of treaties it violates. The third one, I don't know what the hell it is either, and perhaps it's the craziest of them all. Thousands of lines intersecting in a titanic grid that is about 18 miles long. Another targeting grid, a big practical joke. You can inspect it here, but unbelievable, crazy stuff. And we're finding more of this stuff. There's stuff like that out in the desert in Arizona and New Mexico. I've seen on Google Earth. It's just miles and miles long, and it's etched right into the bedrock. And that's most certainly space-based weapons being tested. Let's see what else we have here tonight. Oh, man, this is a great one. Alfred Lambermont Weber. You know, we talked about this clown stuff before. Andromeda Council says East China Sea 6.9 earthquake destroyed an undersea reptilian base. So allegedly now what's happening is that the Procyon people from the Andromeda Galaxy are using electromagnetic pulse weapons from space to destroy reptilian bases under the seas and under different places on the Earth to protect us from the reptilian Draco invasion. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I mean, whoever wrote this is on good stuff. Not that the article is good stuff. Whoever wrote this is on good stuff. Christ, where they come up with this shit. And maybe there's something to it. Maybe I'm the asshole. I don't know. But wow, it'd be nice to see, I don't know, just some evidence every now and again. At least give us something to chew on, you know? Christ. But if you'd like to laugh your ass off, I'll put it in the chat room for you. It's good shit. It'll definitely brighten your day if you need a laugh. Kind of like Hoaxland. If you ever had a bad day, go watch Hoaxland talk about Obama's the Messiah, and he can prove that good Freemasons are working behind the scenes to bring Obama out because Obama's the Messiah and he can prove it using theoretical physics. I love that stuff. Oh, that's good shit right there. That's classic Moonbat material. Oh. You gotta laugh at this stuff, though. Yeah, just a short time before we came on the air tonight, it was breaking news. Apparently, there's been a big crackdown going on in all the Occupy Wall Street protests today. The biggest one going on tonight in New York. They're clearing Zuccotti Park and kicking everybody out, and it's over with. They're shutting it down. I know somebody who's actually up there. Actually, Josh Boulay. He's a guy I know that those of you who seen the Demigods five song EP that we put out last year. With the artwork on it where we're drawing like aliens. That was done by our friend Josh Belay. He's actually up there. He's been on his second trip up there. And he's been drawing. That's what he does. He draws stuff like that. And so he does these big art pieces. He's up there drawing Occupy Wall Street right now. So I hope he's safe up there. But yeah, it looks like the party's over. But you know, look, this is the whole thing. There has never, ever been allowed to be a true revolution by the people. And when that day comes, it won't be able to be withheld or held down by the powers that be any longer. But, as everybody wants to know, when everybody gets into the deeper information, gets into all this stuff, and the biggest question I ever get from anybody about this is, you know, what do we do to fix this? What do we do to fix this? And I like everybody else have gone over that question 1,000 times. I'll tell you this, folks. This is my professional opinion if you want that the answer to that question. We do not currently at this time have enough people breathing and existing on the planet Earth that have all of the information that is there is to know that everyone needs to know before we as a species can even make a decision or even know what we do about the problem of this tyrannical world order. We just flat don't have all the facts yet. You might say we got enough, and I might agree with you, but we don't have enough living, breathing, existing people in here who know, and I don't think we have all the information either. So with any action, you risk playing right into their hands. That's why I think exposing the deeper elements and exposing the phonies is how you show people how deep this system goes. So that's what I'm going to continue to do. Oh, I think that's about all we got with news tonight. Not a whole big heavy news day. I think that's all we've got here tonight. Not a lot of emails either. My website, theglobalreality.com. Chip and banner donate button is there. Please support us. I'm doing fewer shows right now. Working my butt off to get this film done. Hour one of volume two is up there now, YouTube. And I'm working feverishly to get the second hour done right now. And then I'm moving on to I guess what will be the third hour. I don't know how long this fucking thing's going to be, but it's been tough over the past couple of weeks since I made the decision to do that. So, again, please support us if you can, and we've got to get some support in here this week so we can keep on getting on. If you support us, I'm going to be able to continue to get this this film done and be able to focus more on that, which has really reaped a lot of benefit.
Magnize the track for miles, looking poisoned by the mountain, tricked by the sea. And the Argus has practiced compassion with an eye on you, as one is on me. Will the God I grant his forgiveness and allow he that's lived a reason to see?
right, back here with you on the Global Reality, right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves, Late Night Moonbat Edition for you here on the broadcast. So glad you could be with us here tonight. And again, I've been doing fewer shows. Well, we had three shows last week. So that was pretty good. But for that, it took a couple of doing taking more and more time off to get this film done, because it's going to be out before the end of the month. So that's why I'm trying to stay on that schedule of getting it out for the end of the month and having it done for the end of the month. But it'll definitely be done for the end of this month. There's just no question. I've been getting a lot done over the past couple of nights. Really getting the flow of it. The software, I've got the bugs handled. Let's just say that for now. After spending some time with Mac's alleged software support, Jesus Christ. Tell them ask them for a fix for that clicking audio. What do they give me? They give me a fucking piece of software that won't work at all. It hosed everything that I had. Horrible. And then their excuse, oh, it's just a bug. And then they won't address the new issue. So I had to revert back to my old software. And now I checked my, I had this Mac. I don't think I've had it a month, barely a month. But, they told me that because I checked my hard drive space the other day. I have literally nothing on this thing because everything's on an external drive. So literally there's nothing on, the hard drive at all, taking very much space on the internal drive. It's got a terabyte inside of it. I looked the other day and I had 128 gigs of a terabyte available. And I went, oh, something's not right here. Well, that's what it was doing. Looked at support and all this stuff. I started talking to some support. And there's a bug. And this bug automatically copies all of your shit that you're already bringing over from your external, which you shouldn't do. You should just bring it over from your external and that's it. And making rendered duplicates in the background and storing them on the internal hard drive. And I'm sitting here going, you guys couldn't fix that? It'd be nice if you something popped up when you installed the software that told you that. Not after I lose a week's worth of work. Because of you cocksuckers. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, it's definitely been, everything's been running a lot smoother now. So, that definitely helps. TheGlobalReality.com, Chip and Banner, the donate button is there. We also have a P.O. box if you can't, you absolutely can't use PayPal or anything else. But please support our work if you can, folks. It is up to you. And I'm telling you right here, I've got a weapon of mass information that I want to drop, and this thing is it's bomb. It's going to be a bombshell. All right, what are we getting into tonight? Emerald Tablets of Thoth, number 12, the law of cause and effect, the key of prophecy. Listen, you, O man, to the words of my wisdom. Listen to the voice of Thoth, the Atlantean. Conquered have I the law of time, space. Knowledge have I gained of the future of time. Know I that man in his movement through space-time shall ever be one with the all. Know ye, O man, that all of the future is an open book to him who can read. All effect shall bring forth its causes, as all effects grew from the first cause. Know you that the future is not fixed or stable, but varies as cause brings forth an effect. Look in the cause, and thou shalt bring into being, and thou shalt surely see that all is effect. So, O man, be sure that the effects that you bring forth are ever causes of more perfect effects. Know that the future is never in fixation, but follows man's free will as it moves through the movements of time-space toward the goal where a new time begins. We just played Free Will there by Rush, and I hadn't read that. That's pretty interesting. I'm going to read that again. That was some good stuff. So, O man, be sure that the effects that you bring forth are ever causes of more perfect effects. I like that. Know you that the future is never in fixation, but follows man's free will as it moves through the movements of time, space towards the goal where a new time begins. Man can only read the future through the causes that bring the effects. Seek you within the causation, and surely you shall find the effects. Listen, O man, while I speak of the future, speak of the effect that follows the cause. Know you that man in his journey lightward is ever seeking escape from the night that surrounds him, like the shadows that surround the stars in the sky. And like the stars in the sky space lie too, shall shine from the shadows of night. He too, rather, shall shine from the shadows of night. Ever his destiny shall lead him onward until he is one with the light. Aye, through his way lies midst the shadows. Ever before him glows the great light, dark through the way, but yet shall he conquer the shadows that flow around him like night. Far in the future I see man as light born, free from the darkness that fetters the soul, living in light without the bounds of the darkness to cover the light that is the light of their soul. Know you, O man, before you attain this, that many the dark shadows shall fall on your light, striving to quench with the shadows of darkness the light of the soul that strives to be free. Great is the struggle between light and darkness, age old and yet ever new. Yet know in time, far in the future, light shall be all and darkness shall fall. Listen, O man, to my words of wisdom. Prepare and ye shall not blind your light. Man has risen and man has fallen, as ever new waves of consciousness flow from the great abyss below us towards the sun of their goal. Yes, my children have risen from a state that was little above the beast. Until now, of all men, ye are greatest. Yet before thee there were others greater than thee. Yet tell I thee as before, the others have fallen, and so also shall you come to an end. And upon the land where you now dwell, barbarians shall dwell, and in turn rise to light. Forgotten shall be the ancient wisdom, yet ever shall it live through the hidden, though hidden from men. I in the land thou callest Kem. Races shall rise and races shall fall. Forgotten shalt thou be of the children of men. Yet thou shalt have moved to a star space. Beyond this leaving, beyond this place where thou hast dwelt, the soul of man moves ever onward, bound not by any one star, but ever moving to the great goal before him, where he is dissolved in the light of the all. Know you that you shall ever go onward, moved by the law of cause and effect, until in the end both become one. This is talking about returning to the Creator, return to the Source. I, man, after ye have gone, others shall move in the place where you lived. Knowledge and wisdom shall all be forgotten, and only a memory of God's shall survive. As I to thee am a god by my knowledge, so you too shall be gods of the future, because of your knowledge far above theirs. Yet know you that all through the ages, man shall have access to law when he will. Ages to come shall see revival of wisdom to those who shall inherit thy place on this star. They shall in turn come into wisdom and learn to banish the darkness by light. Yet greatly must they strive through the ages to bring unto themselves the freedom of the light. Then there shall come unto man the great warfare that shall make the earth tremble and shake in its course. I, then shall the dark brothers open the warfare between light and the night. When man again shall conquer the ocean and fly in the air on wings like the birds, implying that we once all had the ability to fly. When he has learned to harness the lightning, then it shall be time for the warfare to begin. Great shall the battle he twixt the forces, great the warfare of darkness and light. Nations shall rise against nation, using the dark forces to shatter the earth. Talking about nuclear warfare here, aren't they? Weapons of force shall wipe out the earth man until half of the races of men shall be gone. Then shall come forth the sons of the morning and give their edict to the children of men, saying, O men, cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only thus can you come to the light. Cease from thy unbelief, O my brother, and follow the path, and you know are right. Then shall man cease from their striving, brother against brother and father against son. Then shall the ancient home of my people rise from its place beneath the dark ocean wave. Atlantis is going to re-rise, huh? That's nice to know. But we'll be all, too bad we'll all be wiped out to see it, though, right? I don't like the sound of this. This sounds like a threat. Then shall the age of light be unfolded, with all men seeking the light of the goal. Then shall the brothers of light rule the people. Banished shall be the darkness of night. What, the sun worshippers are going to take over? Is that what they're saying here? Yeah, I don't know if I like the sound of this. This to me sounds like the, you know, yeah, we're aliens. Yeah, we seeded you. And by the way, we're coming back and we're going to run shit again. I don't know if I like that. You know, that whole edict of be careful of, you know, the tyrannical regime that you kick out, because 99% of the time it gets replaced with something that's even worse than what you're kicking out. Yeah. I, the children of men, shall progress onward and upward to the great goal. Children of light they shall become. Flame of the flames shall their souls ever be. Knowledge and wisdom shall be man's, and the great age, for he shall approach the eternal flame, the source of all wisdom, the place of beginning, that is yet one with the end of all things. I, in a time that is yet unborn, all shall be one, and one shall be all. Man, a perfect flame of this cosmos, shall move forward to a place in the stars. I shall move even from out of this space-time into another beyond the stars. Long have you listened to me, O my children. Long have you listened to the wisdom of Thoth. Now I depart from you into darkness. Now go I into the halls of Amenti, there to dwell in the future, when light shall come again to man. Yet know ye, my spirit shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of light. Guard you the secrets I leave with thee, and surely my spirit will guard you through life. Keep your eyes ever on the pathway to wisdom. Keep the light as your goal evermore. Fetter not your soul in bondage of darkness. Free let it wing in its flight to the stars. Now I depart thee to dwell in Amenti. Be thou my children in this life and in the next. The time will come when ye too shall be deathless, living from age to age, a light among men. Guard ye the entrance to the halls of Amenti. Guard ye the secrets I have hidden among ye. Let not the wisdom be cast to barbarians. Secret shall thou keep it for those who seek light. Now I depart. Receive thou my blessing. Take thou my way and follow the light. Blend thou your soul in the great essence. One with the great light, let your consciousness be. Call on me whenever you need me. Use my name 3 times in a row. Chequidet, Aralek, Velomites. It's like fucking Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. That's always nice. Say the fucker's name three times and he appears. That doesn't make me, I don't know. That doesn't make me comfortable. But the next chapter we're going to be doing, chapter 13, The Keys of Life and Death. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let me take another breather real quick. Let's play another song here. I'll come back and do another. What do you guys think about doing another chapter tonight? Or another tablet tonight? You guys down for another tablet? It's only three, right? Yeah. Yeah, let's play a track and come back and we'll do another chapter for you. I'm feeling frisky tonight. Let's get into it here. All right. Stay with us, folks. This is the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. Be back with you in a few minutes.
Looking all the last creature dashing on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Back here with you on the Global Reality. Right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reese. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight. Early, however you want to look at it. But back here with you on the show, we're going to, we opted, because we didn't have a big crap ton of news today. So tonight we're going for the twofer. Two tablets tonight from the Emerald Tablets of Toth. Double shot for you tonight. The Keys of Life and Death. Good stuff, man. I mean, that's, I'm really enjoying the read of this. What was the one I had? I had a request by somebody to read one next. I don't know how you say the kind. Kybalion? Is that how you say it? K-Y-B-A-L-I-O-N? Kybalion or something like that? Somebody requested I read that, so I'll check that out. And it's definitely on my list of things to read next. So, but I always open to suggestions. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. It's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. Feel free to send me anything, anytime, book suggestions. If you've got questions you want me to read here on air on the show, those are the emails we like best. So please send those over, GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. It's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. The Keys of Life and Death. Listen, you old man, hear the wisdom. Hear ye the word that shall fill thee with life. Hear ye the word that shall banish the darkness. Hear ye the voice that shall banish the light. Or night, rather. Banish the night, not the light. Sorry. Got to be specific here, because they're being pretty specific with what he's saying here. So want to make sure I get that right. Mystery and wisdom have I brought to my children, knowledge and power descended from old. Know you not that all shall be opened when you shall find the oneness of all? One shall you be with the masters of mystery, conquerors of death, and masters of life. Aye, you shall learn of the flower of Amenti, the blossom of life that shines in the halls. In the spirit shall you reach that halls of Amenti and bring back the wisdom that liveth in the light. I mean, am I the only one who thinks this? Every time he says that, he says something he's talking about. He sounds like a dimethyltryptamine trip. It just sounds to me like DMT. You know? As soon as you figure out you've got the most powerful hallucinogenic substance known to man inside your body, all of us do, and it's found on most things existing on this planet, you'll go into the halls of Menti and be one with the light. Yeah, you sure as fuck will. You know, you see those guys sitting cross-legged on the yoga mat saying they're high on life? You better believe it, buddy. Now you know what the fuck they're talking about. It does, though. Sounds like Toth's about to fucking do a fucking battle line or something. Some fucking pure fucking human-grade DMT. In spirit, you shall reach that halls of Amenti, and bring back the wisdom that liveth in the light. Know you that the gateway to power is secret. Know you that the gateway to life is through death. Aye, through death, but not as you know death, but a death that is life and is fire and is light. Desireth thou to know the deep hidden secret? Look in your heart where the knowledge is bound. Know that in you the secret is hidden, the source of all life and the source of all death. There you go. He's talking about your pineal gland. Yeah. Source of all life and all death. There it is. The gateway into the other, the non-material dimensions. There you go. Listen ye, O man, while I tell you the secret, and reveal unto thee the secret of old. Deep in earth's heart lies the flower, the source of the spirit that binds all in its form. Or know ye that the earth is living in a body, and thou art alive in thy own formed form? The flower of life is as thine own place of spirit, as your own place of spirit, and it streams through the earth as you flow through your form, giving of life to the earth and its children, renewing the spirit from form unto form. This is the spirit that is form of thy body, shaping and molding into its form. Know you, O man, that thy form is dual, balanced in polarity while formed in its form. Know that when fast on thee, death approaches. It is only because thy balance is shaken. It is only because one pole has been lost. Know that the secret of life in a mentee is the secret of restoring the balance of poles. All that exists has form and is living because of the spirit of life in its poles. See you not that in Earth's heart is the balance of all things that exist and have being on the face of the earth? The source of thy spirit is drawn from Earth's heart. For in thy form thou art one with the earth. When you have learned to hold your own balance, then you shall draw on the balance of the earth. You shall then exist while earth is existing, changing in form only when earth too shall change, tasting not of death, but of oneness with this planet, holding your form until all things pass away. Listen, O man, while I give the secret, so that you too shall not taste of change. 1 hour each day, you shall lie with your head pointed to the place of the positive pole, north. 1 hour each day, your head shall be pointed to the place of the negative pole, south. While your head is placed to the northward, hold your consciousness from the chest to the head. And when your head is placed southward, hold your thought from your chest to your feet. Hold you in balance once in each seven, and your balance will retain the whole of its strength. Aye, if you be old, then the body will freshen, and the strength will become yours as of a youth's. This is the secret known to the masters, by which they hold off the fingers of death. Neglect not to follow the path that I have shown. For when you have passed beyond years to 100 to neglect, it will mean the coming of death. Hear you my words and follow the pathway. Keep thou thy balance and live on in life. Hear ye, O man, and listen to my voice. Listen to the wisdom that gives thee of death. When at the end of thy appointed work, thou may desire to pass from this life, pass to the plain where the sons of the morning live and have become children of the light, pass without pain and pass without sorrow into the plain where there is eternal light. First, lie at rest with your head to the eastward. Fold your hands at the source of the life, the solar plexus. Place your consciousness in the life seat. Whirl it and divide it to north and to south. Send thou the one out toward the northward. Send thou the other out to the south. Relax thou their hold upon thy being. Forth from thy form will thy silver spark fly. Upward and onward to the sun of the morning, bleeding with light at once with its source. There it shall flame till desire shall be created, then shall return to a place in a form. Know you, O men, that thus pass the great souls, changing at will from life unto life. Thus ever passes the Avatar, willing his death as he wills his own life. Listen, O man, drink of my wisdom. Learn you the secret that is the master of time. Learn you how those that you call masters are able to remember their lives of the past. Great is the secret, yet easy to master. Giving to thee the mastery of time. When upon you death fast approaches, fear not, but know that you are a master of death. Relax the body. Resist not with tension. Place in thy heart the flame of your soul. Swiftly, then sweep it to the seat of the triangle. Hold for a moment, then move to the goal. This, your goal, is the place between your eyebrows, your pineal gland. The place where the memory of life must hold sway. Hold thou your flame here in the brain seat until the fingers of death grasp your soul. Then, as you pass through the state of transition, surely the memories of life shall pass too. Then shall the past be as one with the present. Then shall the memory of all be retained. For you shall be free from all retrogression. The things of the past shall live in today. Powerful stuff there. Wow. I think we might be almost done with this. Pretty close. The next one is, I guess, tablet 14. Supplementary. We'll get into that next time on the broadcast. Wow. Yeah, so I guess there we just learned how to basically keep ourselves from aging by laying face in the north and the south. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, definitely make a note of that one. I think we all need to go back and re-listen to that, including me. Take notes on that one. Shit. Sounded like some deep info right there. I love it, man. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy reading this stuff with you guys. I really suggest everybody, you know, that has it, when you see Secret Volume 2 in its entirety, once it's done, again, first hour, it should be up on the website now, legalreality.com. I think Manhydra got that up there for us. Secret Volume 2, Hour 1. Once you see this entire fucking three-hour fucking monstrosity, you know, if you haven't listened to my reading of The Gods of Eden, there's some key stuff in there that really ties into this to an greater understanding of this, so I'm definitely listing that that reading as supplemental material to go with Secret Volume 2, because once you've listened to that and you've heard the stuff in that, when you now see all this new info coming out in Secret Volume 2, you'll be able to have an additional context to it that, you know, I don't really have a lot of time to go into in the film, so keep that in mind there. TheGlobalReality.com is my website. www.TheGlobalReality.com. We have the chip-in banner and the donate button there. We have the stream bill due on Thursday. We hadn't had a lot in the past couple of weeks. We had a fundraiser Friday. We only got like $200 in, but yeah, we do need your support this week, folks. Been kind of light over the past couple of weeks, so definitely please help us out if you can at my website, TheGlobalReality.com. And again, emails, GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. I got to get back to work on this film, man, but I had fun being with you guys tonight. My name is Josh Reeves. I love each and every one of you. We'll see you next time for the broadcast. You guys have a great one. Take care. We'll be right back.
now.